Cat Named Mo show. Just under a half an hour to go before Johnny B and his program travels through your ears. That's how that's going to be. I had some, Spike. I was asking you about something, and I had something. And now, for the life of me, I cannot remember what the hell it was.
Okay, well, while you think about it, are you a James Bond fan?
Who isn't?
Have you heard about this new guy, this new British actor, Aaron Taylor Johnson? He's been offered a new James Bond role.
Hold on, let me look him up. No, I have not.
Actually, I can see it.
I was hoping they were going to give it to Idris Elba.
Yeah.
What did you say, Aaron Taylor
Johnson?
All right. Oh, he came right up.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Yeah, he's been offered the role to replace Daniel Craig.
Oh, he's a Marvel star.
Oh,
he's been formally offered the role. He's kind of plain looking.
Well, here's the thing. Daniel Craig would definitely not a James Bond candidate in my eyes, right? But he pulled the role off.
I would say, if you're asking me, Daniel Craig had some striking similarities to Sean Connery. You know, the jagged face, the short crop blonde hair with the kind of receding short crop blonde hair.
James Bond has always been black haired.
You may be right. You may be right. He may have been. No, I think George Lazenby. No, he probably had dark hair. He did one. That was it. That was one Bond.
Yeah, they came with George Lazenby.
They moved on.
Lazenby
was a bit stiff. Truth be told.
You actually remember him?
Movies. That's my life. Mm-hmm.
But this new cat here, I think if you dust him off, cut him up, cut his hair a little bit, and because he definitely has the little smirk, the smug look. Of a James Bond thing.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. I could absolutely see that. Yeah.
Plus, he's young. He's definitely younger than Elbow.
Alba.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was, the age that kept him out of the role.
Yes, really. And so, and if they say they're going to, what's going to run? He's 33, so they can get about 10 years out of him.
Yeah, that's the thing. You want to get sequel after sequel after sequel. Who was your favorite Bond?
How would you turn that down?
You don't want to be typecast. You don't want to be beholden to a series of pictures. You want to do different roles.
Mm. Well, my James Bonds will be Roger Moore and Sean Connery. Those were James Bonds. That's when I became a fan of this. The other guys, I don't even remember. I definitely don't remember Pierce Brosnan. Or Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton, believe it or not, one of his films was one of my favorite, but it was just shot poorly. The cinematography was bad. The story was really good. Yes, as James Bond.
Oh, one of James Bond's.
License to Kill, License to Kill.
And they all the same.
No, they're not all the same. And the thing about License to Kill was that it had one of the most underrated James Bond themes sung by our very own. Hold on, License. It was really good. It was just shot poorly. But he was kind of stiff. I think I might have saw one Pierce Brosnan.
I don't remember him too much.
But I would tell you, this was the thing with Pierce Brosnan. By the time Pierce Brosnan took over, I was kind of bonded out. I was kind of done with it for a minute. Hold on, where's that? Come on, License to Kill. Oh, there we go. Yeah, License to Kill, you know, if you are a Bond enthusiast and you kind of skip the Dalton years. Pierce Brosnan, you know, he was always, who was it? Not Magnum P.I. He was, what was that?
Yeah, the other guy.
Oh, I forget. This even starts out cool. Check this out. Check this out. Mm-hmm. One of the most underrated Bond. Nobody ever mentions this. Remington Steele.
Yes.
That's Gladys Knight, son.
So he did four movies, probably.
Dalton did two. This was his second one and his last.
Pierce Brosnan
did like six, I think, five.
It looked like I'm looking at like four of them. I see four.
Are you going to listen to Gladys?
I'd heard the song before.
Oh, you have? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Please don't bet that you'll ever. Go ahead. She ain't even need the pips. You got to ask yourself, what the hell do pips ever do? Here we go. Go ahead. Yeah, License to Kill was pretty decent. The first Dalton outing left me kind of cold. Yeah, I think I forget what Pierce Brosnan's. Maybe it's Die Another Day. I think it is generally regarded as his best outing as Bond. Was that the second?
Let's see. The first one he did was GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
And then Tomorrow Never Dies.
Maybe that was it. Tomorrow Never Dies.
And The World Is Not Enough.
Maybe The World Is Not Enough.
Then Die Another Day.
Yeah, maybe it was that one. I can't remember. I know Halle Berry was in one of them. She was a Bond girl. Yeah. Halle Berry was a Bond girl. Yes.
Wow. So I've been on this out. Speaking as Pierce Brosnan, whatever his name,
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, if you see Mo, you're looking for movies just to laugh and have fun.
Uh-huh.
And I know you won't do it. Like I say, check out.
I like a lot of.
It's
comedy.
Hard to no hard feelings.
Nah, I'm good.
Like, okay,
I'm not a rom com guy.
Okay. Well, then another one is The Outlaws with Pierce Brosnan. Because in that one, it's another comedy thing that had me laughing also. But it's a good movie. It's a good little flick.
Oh man, I'm backed up on movies. I'm still trying to. I'm just backed up. Mm-hmm. I am backed up.
Are you still trying to look at Dune?
I'm still trying to look at Dune. I got two new series from The Walking Dead.
See,
that
I don't
want to
watch
through.
No series.
I have three. I'm still trying to finish The Mayor of Easttown. I am just.
Is that with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
What is that one? Is he the Rocky guy? One of them. Arnold Schwarzenegger or Rocky?
No, you're talking about Sylvester Stallone, and you're talking about the king of something. No.
Yeah, they're all the same. No, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, listen, I take that back.
Hold on, let me hear this. It's still playing. And yeah, man. Yeah. What was the last Bond film you saw? Craig. Damn it. Now you got me forgetting his name.
Yeah. Daniel Craig.
I love when they put the theme song, the horns. Daniel Craig, I think his Bond film was my second favorite. My favorite Bond film, for me, nothing beats Goldfinger. You had a fantastic villain. You had a fantastic concept. You had Sean Connery at his most Connery-esque.
Yeah, he had that accent,
yeah,
too.
And you've got one of the greatest lines in any of the Bond films where James Bond, Sean Connery is on he's spread out on a table, and the laser beam is coming from the bottom, and it's going to go up, and it's going to basically, cut him in half.
Right.
And Goldfinger's walking up the stairs, and he's about to leave because it's set on automatic.
Because they always do that. Yeah. That's how Bond always get away.
Oh, he wasn't going to get away on this one, and he knew it. So it's the first time you kind of see Bond panicking, and then Bond goes, you expect me to talk? And Goldfinger goes, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Yeah, really.
That's one of the best lines in a Bond film. But I did think Daniel Craig's Casino Royale was really, 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 really good. It was the first time, you know, it was the first time that they had really brutal fight sequences, you know, that weren't kind of, you know, laughy. Roger Moore, how you going to take Bond seriously and he's showing up in a leisure suit?
Serious.
How you saving the world in a leisure suit? Come on, man.
He established James Bond in my eyes because I didn't know that guy you talking about there. The first guy, George Lazenby.
George Lazenby was not. Sean Connery was the first. Lazenby was the second. Oh, okay. He did one, and then it became Roger Moore. Roger Moore had two really great films as far as Bond goes. Live and Let Die, which I think is the first, and has probably the best Bond theme out of all of the Bonds. And I did love The Spy Who Loved Me, which also had a great. Carly Simon had a great theme song with that. Hey, what's your turn your radio down? What's your name?
Hey, Mo, this is LH, man.
Hey, what's up, LH?
Hey, what's going on, partner? Spike on the mic, what's happening?
Holla.
Hey, I told you, I hear you when you talking about, in my, how you call it, my area. Hey, that James Bond, I agree with you, that Live and Let Die, because that was one of my first ones I seen.
Yeah, Live and Let Die. That was good. Yeah. That had Yaphet Kotto in it. Live and Let Die
was the Uncola guy?
Which one?
No. Yeah, it had the Uncola guy, too.
With the silver teeth.
That was Jaws. That was The Spy Who Loved Me, which was to me his second best.
That one, all of them was good.
Yeah. No, but go ahead.
I'm just calling to say my best one.
Go.
Because I didn't hear you say this one yet, and y'all was playing theme songs.
Go ahead.
The one is For Your Eyes Only.
Man, I didn't like that theme song.
I think he was the best Bond.
For Your Eyes Only was Roger Moore, and
that's him. He was the best Bond. He was the smoothest. Hey, I like, what's the dude you said in the first one?
Sean Connery.
He was the first Bond.
Sean Connery.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Because I know all his moves, really. He was better than There Can Be Only One. What was the name of that?
That was Highlander.
That's a different series,
a different genre, though. I got to be honest with you, LH.
Is that sci-fi? Kinda.
I got a
spike question. Is that sci-fi?
That's sci-fi. Highlander could quantify.
That is. Hey, Mo, I'm sitting down. Listen, hey, y'all have a good show,
right,
buddy. Now. I'm out.
All right, I got to be honest. For Your Eyes Only was the only that film bored me to death. And I think. I want to say For Your Eyes Only, was it Juice Newton that sang that theme song for your...
See, I don't know the name of any of these movies.
Sheena Easton, yeah.
Any of these movies, I just watched the movie.
That was a bore. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we watch movies sort of differently, Spike. You know, like you and I watch sports sort of differently. You watch it and I don't.
Yeah, I got a comment about that. He said the reason you know this stuff because you don't watch sports. The mind can absorb everything.
It can absorb sports, and you're kind of paraphrasing what I said. I said I'm able to know a lot of directors and cinematographers.
You thought I was going to say all that?
And scores and blah 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 because the space in my brain that would be used knowing different
and that's
sports
the part that's
players.
Not true. That's like if I said only have so much room in my brain so I can only put certain things in there. You can't say that.
And I agree, but you can't say you only have so much care in your brain, and I don't care about sports.
It's a cat named Mo.
Named Mo.
On 102.5 The Bone. The Busch Gardens Food and Wine.